It's just after 10 o'clock on Thursday, the 28th of January 2010, and I'm down in the studio, and I'm going to try and make an effort not to yawn once in this audio boo. Some hopes. I've not done one of these for a little while because I've been quite busy. I think the last one I did was just before I packed up all my eBay stuff to get it posted out, either through the Royal Mail, the good old traditional Royal Mail, which involved traipsing up to the post office and getting it weighed, or a web service called My Hermes, which is quite good. Basically, you pay it online, you weigh it, you pay it, and then you leave it outside for someone to collect. And someone drove up duly in a car and posted it and sent it off, which was cheaper, actually, than sending it by Royal Mail parcels, and certainly a little bit more reliable than Parcel Force, about whom I have heard bad things. So that was sort of Saturday and Sunday. Monday was a day I'd rather forget, because it was a day that we were expecting the dishwasher engineer to come. We'd made the appointment last Monday over the phone, and they said, yes, he'll be here. We've made the appointment for the morning. So what do? We wait in all morning after the school run, and 11:30 comes, and I go, well, I'm going to have to give them a call because there's only half an hour left of it. And they said, well, you're on the list for this afternoon. Well, thank you very much for telling us that. I suppose it's one of these things where if I'd phoned up in the morning, I would have found out. But we waited in the afternoon. I said, well, how long do the engineers work till? They said, well, about 5:30, 6 o'clock, the latest. So we have to wait for that time. And guess what? No, he didn't turn up at all. I was livid when I was on the phone next morning. I'd written letters of complaint to as many people as I could think of. I hadn't posted them yet, because obviously one needs to calm down and make sure one takes these things with a measured approach, not least for the fact that the original arrangement was made with one of these, you pay us a bit of money and we'll send someone to fix your washing machine for you, companies on the website. So it wasn't originally arranged with them, and they'd closed the call in June, so obviously there was some major miscommunication going on. But I had a fairly apologetic manager on the phone to me on Tuesday morning when I rung him up in a bit of a strop, because they were going to call me, yes, really, saying that it was he who was supposed to be coming over, and he had a bit of a knock at one of the sites he was working on. So very not reassuring at all. And that he'd be coming 8:30 on Monday morning next to fit the part. And I'll believe that when I see it. Monday evening was nice, though, because my brother Dave came over and we had a bit of a fiddle around in the studio, making a little bit of music. Still very basic. It was more of a battle with the technology, because my keyboard was connected through MIDI to the mixer, and the mixer is connected to FireWire to the PC, and at some stage something said, no, I don't want to do any MIDI anymore, which makes it very difficult to make music. So we were continually rebooting things. I think it was a dodgy plugin in the end. We got it sorted and we had a bit of fun, and we had a good catch up, because I hadn't seen him since before Christmas, in fact. So that was jolly good. The rest of the time has really been spent at work, just working on support stuff and a couple of little projects which other people are doing, but they need experts in the field, which I like to think I know about, to be able to do various bits of number crunching for them, which I very much enjoy. And also I've been looking at getting, I've got some Linux servers which I'm trying to get to communicate with each other, which is the main thing I've really learned this week, is how to make it so that you can get the screen of one server onto the display of another. Because they're not like Windows, really. They've got a front-end display which looks a bit like Windows. You can double-click on the icons. But actually, that's a server in itself that sits on top of the overall server. And you can ping that to any machine you like if you give it the correct permissions. And that uses the host machine's processing power. So it makes it a lot easier to be able to divide down sort of effort and stuff like that. Very clever, and I managed to get it done, which will help me in a job I'm trying to work on, because we've got a server which is misbehaving in a studio, and I don't want to have to sort of look over someone's shoulder or set up a webcam to find out what it's doing, because there's no remote control for it. So I've got it to be remote controlled on a machine at my desk. All I've got to do is find out how to record it yet. All that's very tedious and techie, which is why I guess I haven't really been audio booing about it, but now I have, so that's it really. The weekend's just around the corner, and I haven't really got too much planned really. So I think I shall close here and wish you a very good night, and hopefully I'll do one of these tomorrow with a little bit more interesting news. Who knows what will happen? I don't.